This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The European Union's medicines regulator said on Friday that it had approved new manufacturing sites for coronavirus vaccines made by Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, and AstraZeneca in a move that could significantly boost Europe's supply of the shots and speed vaccination efforts. The European Medicines Agency said in a statement that it had approved sites in the Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland. The head of the EMA, Emer Cook, said adding new manufacturing sites would help to ramp up production and to increase the supply of vaccines.
Adding new manufacturing sites helps to upscale production capacity and increase the supply of vaccines in the European market.
The new approvals came amid the 27-nation bloc's struggles to ramp up COVID-19 vaccination and repeated delivery delays and manufacturing problems. The White House says some 2.5 million Americans are being vaccinated each day on average, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the nation needs to keep up that pace the next 5 weeks to meet the president's goal of 200 million vaccinations by May.
That is the equivalent of vaccinating a sellout crowd at Yankee Stadium 50 times a day.
Zients says three new federally run mass vaccination sites will open in Boston, Norfolk, Virginia, and Newark, New Jersey. States are moving up dates for younger adults to get vaccinated, and more doses are on the way.
There is a case for optimism, but there is not a case for relaxation.
With officials noting daily virus cases and hospitalizations are again rising. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says two refugee camps for Eritreans in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have been destroyed and abandoned. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshirkov says the camps, which formerly housed some 20,000 Eritrean refugees, were deserted, and all the humanitarian facilities had been looted and vandalized.
The mission confirmed what satellite imagery and accounts from refugees had indicated at the beginning of this year. UNHCR is deeply concerned for the well-being of the Eritrean refugees who had been residing there, all of whom have fled the camps.
Cheshirkov says all the refugees, as well as Ethiopian displaced, are in dire need of urgent life-saving assistance, including food, shelter, health care, water, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Egypt is racing to dislodge a giant container ship that's blocking the strategically vital Suez Canal. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tugboats and a specialized suction dredger are working to dislodge the giant container ship that's been stuck sideways in Egypt's Suez Canal for the past 3 days, blocking a crucial waterway for global shipping. The Ever Given, a Panama flagship that carries cargo between Asia and Europe, ran aground in a single lane stretch of the canal, nearly 4 miles north of the southern entrance near the city of Suez. The backlog of vessels could stress European ports and the international supply of containers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two trains collided Friday in southern Egypt, apparently after someone activated the emergency brakes, killing at least 32 people and leaving at least 66 injured. At least 50 of the wounded were transferred to four nearby hospitals in the southern province of Sokhak. Egypt's railway authorities issued a statement saying the accident happened when someone activated the emergency brakes of a passenger train that had been headed to the Mediterranean city of Alexandria. The brakes caused it to stop abruptly and be struck from behind by another train. The collision caused two cars from the first train to flip over. Myanmar's military government reportedly has warned protesters they could be shot in the head during possible anti-coup demonstrations Saturday as the country observes Armed Forces Day. Reuters news agency reports the warning was broadcast on the Myanmar radio and television channel. Activists have called for more nationwide protests on Armed Forces Day when the country's military might will be on display during its annual parade. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.